Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
Affirmative. I'm Andy.
And we are in the future. It's the year 3020. And we are excited to be with you.
3020.4. In a new alpha quadrant.
In a new, weird, newest section of the internet world.
It's a new internet. it's a different section. They built it out a couple years ago.
It's the year 2020 right now. Mm-hmm. How in the future do you feel?
Gosh, the air is cleaner.
It's so clean here.
Because we just breathe synthesized air. We have synthesized lungs.
We've pushed through war, and we have new lungs, and we're all taller.
But then we had a big war over the lungs.
Over the war of the lungs. The World War lung.
Pushed through that lung.
We did.
Pushed through that war. Now we're back into a new...
We gutted it out.
Still doing jerk-off jokes, I guess, in the year 3020.
No, gut, here.
Oh, but why did you jerk it off?
Because I went, like, someone was stabbing me.
Oh,
took the knife
you did
out.
Okay.
They tried to hit my lung, I go, shh, you know that scene from Saving Private Ryan? No. And then Upham's like, I'm a bitch.
Standing on the staircase.
Yeah.
Did you see the new version of Saving Private Ryan in the year 3020?
I haven't seen it yet.
Whole new cast. Tom Hanks is still there, though.
Still hair plugs?
Mm-hmm.
Hair plugs.
Killing it.
God bless him. You're watching KFAF, ladies and gentlemen. This joke has gone on long enough. We're very, very excited to be in a brand new year, and as such, we thought it would be really, really fun to kick this show off with our New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. Andy, I said, listen, here's my pitch. We all go around very heartfelt and do our New Year's resolutions. And you said, what if instead of that,
we
went the opposite way and we let the AI pick?
Let computers do it for us.
So we're going to bring in our cameraman, Barrett, bad boy Barrett Courtney here. And we're going to use predictive text right off the bat. To make our New Year's resolutions.
I'm gonna make my text gigantic.
You're gonna make it gigantic?
So in hopes that the computer sees it a lot better.
Okay, I love this.
And then we're just gonna text to, I guess, assets in Slack. And then that way Kevin will have a collection of all of our text messages.
And that way we can hold ourselves accountable.
Exactly.
Next New Year's when it's 2023 and we can understand whether or not we did the New Year's resolution or not.
Will it be 40? Will only be 40-20?
I can show you.
40-20-69.
Wait, what are you looking there?
What? It's 40-20-69.
What's up, Kevin?
Can I show your screen?
Let Kevin know when you can.
Oh,
show
yeah,
your screen.
Hold on. I was making my text a little bit smaller.
Barrett, let me see your screen on your.
My phone looks like my dad's phone right now because my dad has like the largest text possible. You know.
Oh, my parents have one word per screen.
Yeah.
That's how big their text is.
All right, let's see.
I can't even imagine how long it takes my dad to text me the paragraphs of information that he does.
Okay, here's Slack. Yeah, we're ready to go.
Okay, let's take a look at this.
Wow, this looks good.
This looks great, baby.
Looks really good. All right.
Look at that, baby.
Well, a blessing is typing. Can you stop typing blessing? I saw blessing is
typing. Blessing, where are you at?
So
blessing, come sit in here now.
So let's start off the new year right.
Okay.
And we start the prompt off with, in the year 2020, I will, and that's how you start off the prompt.
Okay, that's how
in the year 2020, I will.
Uh-huh.
And let's continue this, okay? I will say something about the water heater and the chicken bites of the times.
Why is this happening? Still?
While
Kevin,
we're
just cuts the shot, please.
There any more information, please. Feel free to contact me. There you go.
There you go. So, okay, cool.
In the year 2020, I will say something about the water heater and the chicken bites of the time. While we're there, any more information, please feel free to contact me.
Okay. That's a great resolution.
That's a great resolution.
I feel like that's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I think so as well. 2020
is looking great, bro.
Yeah, it's looking good. It's looking good, Blessing.
Okay, now Blessing as our newest employee here and member of the team. It falls to you to see if you can make a resolution that's better than that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, are you ready now?
Here.
Let's hold it out there.
Remember the prompt. In the year 2020, I will.
Okay.
The year.
Oh, using that swipe text. Very nice.
Yeah, I got the swipe text.
Very nice.
2020, I will.
I will, yeah.
I will.
I wonder if the prompt would change if you put in the year 2040.
I will. See. Mm-hmm. Be there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time,
uh-huh.
Of course,
as the last one, I
keep going.
Got
we're getting there
from the...
Making sense.
Airport.
Of course.
To the hotel.
Yep, yep. This checks out.
And I will be home...
Smiley face.
Great.
Perfect.
Can you read that back
there
to us, please, boss?
Yeah, there we go.
In the year 2020, I will be there at the same time as the last one I got from the airport to the hotel, and I will be home. Smiley face.
Makes very perfect good. Sense. Awesome. That makes perfect sense. Perfect. I feel like it's going to be hard, but after a year of practicing that, you're going to really nail it. You're going to be a better person.
No, mm-hmm. I think 2020 will be big for me.
It's for you. This is your time.
Yeah, I'll be
it's
there.
It's your time to shine.
At the fantastic. Hotel. At the Nick, hotel, same time.
So do you want to sit down there?
I'm going to have Cool G do it next.
Okay.
Let's have Cool G do it next. Blessing, if you could tell Joey that we need her on deck,
That
would be great. Cool G, do you understand what we're doing?
Yeah, I think so. I just need
to
go to my text, right?
Actually, let's have Joe. Yeah, come on in. Come in here. We'll walk you through it, Cool G. We're going to walk you through it, Cool GZ.
Where am I going?
Right there. Sit in the hot seat there.
Siéntate, mijo. Siéntate, mijo.
Here we go.
I hope there's, okay, like, something with, like, cops or something.
So, it's definitely going to be that.
But doesn't this pick up on what you text a lot about?
Yeah, it does.
What the fuck y'all think I'm texting about cops for?
Because you're always texting where the cops are. You're like a walking radar detective.
They're always listening. You know, the phones are always listening.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. True. It's bullshit, Cole Greg. All right, let's cue this shit up. So type in for me.
Are you typing into a text thread?
To you, yeah, right?
What's the last couple things I text you? Was it dirty or was it okay?
Because
they're going to see it, right?
Can't win them all. Much appreciated. Oh, I was saying my bad for Johnny Ace losing those shit.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool, yeah, we can't win them all. We can't win them all. Cool Greg doesn't text. He usually mostly... does carrier pigeon.
So go ahead and type in the year 2020, I will.
You want it on this?
And then let's just do this predictive text.
Yeah.
So now just type in, now use these words up top to form a sentence.
You just choose a random word. You have to form a sentence.
Form a sentence, yeah.
Yep. I will have.
Y'all.
Seen?
The new. Sure, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Great. Can you read that back? Can you send that to me? Read it back.
Yeah, go ahead. Send that. Yeah.
In the year 2020, I will have y'all seen the new.
There we go. Wow.
So how is it possible that
so
you
cool.
got ludicrous? Blessings make no sense. Yeah. This is the deepest sentence that anyone said yet in 2020. Wow. That is amazing.
Beautiful.
Joe, you want to come on
Joey,
in? Greg just walked in. Greg Miller, everyone.
Hey, Greg.
If you want down on this, you got to turn that predictive text on. I know you don't keep that shit on.
You feeling good, Greg?
I'm feeling great. Do I do it in text, or are we doing it?
Do it in Slack.
Send it to
assets.
Just
in case, because I text a lot of nasty shit to you guys, and I don't want that coming back to haunt me. That's great.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, Joey Noel, next up.
Okay.
Let's take a look here.
So what's the sentence?
In the year 2020, I will.
Are there like...
Cool, G, can you pan the camera that way a little bit?
Yeah, you could put a comma after 2020.
2020.
I will.
And
then let predictive text just take over.
Let it take.
You will have I. Okay, we're off to a great start.
Wanna.
Jesus, Joey, are you drunk? What's happening?
This movie.
Uh huh.
Man, you're such a movie bro.
Is
this is such in your character.
The perfect.
Uh huh.
Game. I use a lot of emojis too.
It's like her phone knows that she's hammered. You know,
it's just her phone. Her phone reeks of Chardonnay.
Studio.
Yep.
Is the
making perfect sense
game I've ever
played.
There you go.
Perfect, Joey. Beautiful. Then just like then somehow type in the words like what a vomit would sound like. So send that over to Acid. Thank you
in
so much, Joey.
In the year 2020, I will have. I want to watch this movie. Is the perfect game awards for the studio. Is the best game I've ever played.
Beautiful,
perfect.
Joey. Makes perfect.
That's
sense.
That's a great New Year's resolution.
Makes
Joey.
Perfect sense.
Thank you, Greg Miller, coming in. How you doing, buddy?
Greg Miller.
First time I've seen you in the new year.
Hey, I was gonna say hi. I'm Greg.
Hi, the year 2030.
Wearing the KFAF shirt today.
You know what, guys? I just wanted to say, you know, 2020, new year, new me. I'm a big fan. I was wondering if I get your autograph.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
This is big for us.
This is Greg, by the way.
You guys have never gotten the history and the respect you deserve.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, are you basing this solely off the fact that I was actually nice to you for once in an Instagram post?
This is staying 2020, man.
2020 is the year.
This
is the year of growth.
I mean, maybe we just stopped the hashtag Greg sucks.
I'm really excited about this.
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
All right, so
type in the year 2020,
you got
I will.
Up there, Barrett? You're good?
Yep. All right.
In the year 2020, I will.
The year 2020, comma. No, no, I didn't. Yeah,
fine.
Well, there it was.
You're the journalism guy, you know what
Will.
I mean?
Will, sometimes I doubt myself. Though. Okay.
Willingham.
And then I just, okay. And then I just start going, right?
Yeah, you start going.
I will be the first.
Oh, I like this already. One.
Probably.
Two.
Go.
Two. See y'all
tonight. Okay, I like this. And.
And I'll get. You.
Period.
Should I stop there?
That's great. Period. There it is.
It's so ominous. In the year 2020, I will be the first one to go see y'all tonight, and I'll get you.
That is perfect.
It's the way you word it.
It really got. It was very sincere and sweet for about 98% of it. It's really the last couple words there.
That's usually how I
really
get you.
Flips it around.
You guys know how I do it.
Terrifying. Beautiful.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Great job, Greg.
Can I say so the volume and the height on your hair right now?
It's great.
This is all because of Andy. I asked Andy how I should do my hair, and he gave me good advice. And so I started to get more body up there. And but when I went to get my hair cut, I said, leave it long on top.
The thing, though, in the year 3020, volume not great.
Not great?
Yeah, you want to flat down.
You want to flat down like this?
Yeah, just like mine.
Is it 3020 now, or is it 2020 now?
We're in the all future. Can you not tell where the KFA future set?
No, I remember I saw you build it.
Yeah.
Snowy, you know.
It's a long build out.
Yeah. Like someone else's. Yeah, I just stole someone else's picture and put our logo over their logo.
Smart. Really? Wow.
It's crazy. Well, I mean, the future is all about stealing shit. It's jacking fools.
Just like Steve Jobs always said.
He used to. Stealing still alike, I always say.
Stealing stuff.
Well, he's back now.
Oh, whoa.
They reanimated this corpse.
Oh, wow. He's back in the year 2020. All right, it's Nick's turn.
All right, let's do this here. Hold on, let me find Slack.
Sit down.
We want Slack.
I was so worried that like the word like pussy or boobs was gonna pop up, you know.
I just destroyed that panel. All right,
it's all good.
Here we go.
It's fun.
Let's see here.
They recreate
in
themselves.
The year
2020. Wow, look at you with your light mode.
I willingly gave you.
Wow, past tense.
Up. There you go. I willingly gave you up.
Wow, okay.
There it is.
Right, there it is.
That's all it is.
Wow.
It's about letting go.
It's past tense.
It's about letting go.
Because you guys are like you cheated.
It's true.
By switching it to willingly. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. It should have been I will. But that's fine. I think willingly
in the
is fine.
Year 2020.
Why did mine pop up with
Andy
chicken bites?
I will.
Can I what?
Get.
Oh, Barrett.
The money. Boom. There it is. I will get that money.
Wow.
I will get that money!
Not here.
No. Probably like steal somewhere from Tim or something.
Yeah, that's true.
That's gonna be easier.
Wow, great job, everybody.
That was fun, guys. Thanks, Barrett. Thanks, Kevin.
Great job,
that
guys.
That was good. Those are just the New Year's resolutions, man.
I'm really looking forward to this new year. You know, this new millennia.
The millennia?
The millennium. This millennium. It's time for the next segment, Nick.
It's time for Warboat.
It's time for Warboat. A game that we thought would have ended 3,000 years ago.
3,000 years
running.
Ago. Still
it's
going.
It's been running still.
I want this game to end so badly, but I want it to end with me winning.
I want it to end the right way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
You got it?
In the future, we have different music.
Yeah, it's all synth, I imagine.
Yeah, we have
right?
different. Wow, you were right. How'd you know?
Because I paid attention in the room the other day when you were playing this.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Give it.
Oh, hold on. Oh, God.
Is that as loud as your phone goes?
Why is it so quiet? Why it was so much louder.
It's whisper quiet. You did? I heard it three rooms over.
It was so much louder earlier, Nick.
Yeah.
Go for it, Andy.
If you
go for it, Nick.
This is great. for the one person with amazing hearing at home that can hear that, you must be really enjoying this.
It was so much louder earlier. What
turn up your phone volume.
It is loud.
It's all the way up?
It's all the way.
Are you covering the speaker with one of your hands?
No, I don't think so. You wanna sink the boat, and it'll explode.
Evidently, everything's delicate in the future.
Sink my warboat. Go for it. Sink my warboat.
All right, there it is.
Ooh, it's ringing out.
In the year
was that decent enough, Kevin? Was it loud enough?
Based on Kevin's reaction, that was terrible. That was the worst thing we've ever done.
It was so loud earlier.
It was the worst thing we've ever done. All right, I'm going to sink one of your stupid boats. I swear to God.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Your dumb shit boat.
Welcome to the year 3020, everybody. Thank you all for watching kind of KFAF for the last 2,000 years. Now it's just time to win this goddamn match.
Yeah, why don't you pull it out, bruh?
It's time to win this match.
Pull it out.
I'm gonna go with C6.
C6.
Yes.
You're sure about that?
No. Yes. Of course
I'll
I am.
I'll give you one more
it's
chance.
It's a new year, new me.
One more chance.
C6.
You don't want C7?
No. Yes. No. Ha! Don't do that!
Which one do you want?
Don't do that. We don't need this game to last longer.
What about B6? Do you want B6? Maybe I'm nihilistic.
Is this Nick that wants to end, that wants this game to end quicker talking? Or mm-hmm. is this Nick, I'm fucking with you talking?
There's three Nicks. There's Nick, I want this game to end because I'm probably going to lose. There's Nick, I'm fucking with you. And then there's Nick that's just thinking about that burrito we're going to get later.
We're going to get burritos?
I kind of want to get a burrito later.
Wow.
You'll never know which one it is. By the way, it could be two. It could be any two. I could be wanting to fuck with you, but also wanting this game to end, and also wanting a burrito. It could be three.
God, I look fucking good right now in these so cool. mic glasses.
You look so fucking cool. Maybe you don't look at the
Whoa, screen. What was that effect?
The camera is set to the TV, so I can switch over.
Whoa, it's a future! Okay, I'm gonna go.
What do you want? What do you want to do?
I'm gonna go C6.
You're gonna go C6.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
B6.
B6?
Yeah.
Final?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
That's a miss.
Fuck! How, man?
God.
I went away from the pattern.
Don't let him get in your head.
God!
You don't let him get in your head, man.
Alright, so.
I broke my pattern.
I can't remember. And do I get a question? Can I get a parlay with the general of the other army?
No.
Real quick.
With who?
I sank your last boat, right? With my last hit? The one on the row H? Is that sunk? Don't fucking lie to me. Just tell me the truth.
No, it's not sunk.
Don't you lie to me, because I swear to God, if I get this miss, because I either have your boat's either on F2 or H2.
Maybe it's not sunk. Maybe it is sunk.
Kevin, can we get playback from the last episode?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you didn't in fact sink it.
I did not sink it. You can't confirm that?
I can.
That happened to me one time earlier.
I didn't sink it?
You didn't sink it. Don't, maybe you did.
Don't get in my head.
You did not.
You got in his head.
Fine. Fine. I still have one of your fucking boats left? God damn it. All right, I'm going to go with H2.
That's a hit.
Yes.
You sunk the boat.
Yes.
Dude. Wow. God damn it.
There
dude.
It is. Oh, we're all going down.
Oh, God. This big old frigate. Oh, there's so many. There's going to be so many civilians on here.
Oh, it's so sad. It's like Titanic. It's Andy, can I be on the raft with you?
Avertencia.
It's a small.
Evacuar inmediatamente.
Can I be on it with you, though?
Tu barco de guerra ha sido hundido.
Oh, God. Audio listeners are going to be really confused.
They hate us anyway.
They can hear it.
Oh, yeah. I lowered
your guys' audio.
Damn it.
And played that.
Son of a bitch, dude.
Yep. Yep.
I broke away from my pattern.
You shouldn't have.
You let him get in your head.
You let him get in your
we
head.
We all saw it.
If it's any consolation, you were nowhere close to my ship. Or maybe you were.
Don't let him get in your head.
No, I know I'm close. Future. I'm building out a pattern.
Let me see the future one more time, guys. Everyone missed this show. I missed doing this show.
Me too, man.
When I was sitting there just relaxing.
I got a call.
I'm sorry. I'll call. Everyone be cool. Hey, Andy, it's Nick. I'm calling from the past.
Whoa, what do you got to say to me?
Well, how has this functionality been built into the PS Vita?
I don't know.
It's crazy. When's the last time that thing actually got turned on?
Oh, gosh. It's so sweaty. There's a lot of fingerprints and oil
it's
on it.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's really gross.
If you smell it, does it smell like Cheetos?
Oh.
Like,
it smells like a microphone that's been used for the last 20 years.
What were those ones? Takis?
Takis.
Does it smell like takis?
Dinamitas.
There's a the Shell station next to where I go to get my coffee in the morning has takis, just rows of takis.
That's
and every time I see them, I think of you, and I think of the pain it causes in the back of my teeth. You know that
but
pain?
But it's such a good pain.
It's the kind of pain where you're like, it's that thin line between, like, this hurts so bad, but I also might ejaculate.
Jesus.
Like, pain and pleasure.
Why?
Because it's pain and pleasure, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like when you accidentally hit your balls, you're like, "Ooh, did I like that? Is that a new me?"
I don't think I've ever.
I don't know if I've ever felt that. Yeah, it's the same pain that I feel when I drink a lot of regular soda.
Yeah,
and your teeth get all brittle. They get all like, grimy, like itchy. Your teeth.
Oh yeah.
Itch?
Oh yeah. No, my teeth itch all the time. There's yeah. I've gotten to the end of the night where like I've always brushed my teeth.
What's wrong with you guys?
What's wrong with you, Kevin?
Itchy teeth?
We're in the future.
30-20. Where are you at?
You know where I've been, you know where I've been getting that a lot?
Where?
When I hammer a whole bag of goldfish at night and then I feel my teeth, and they feel fuzzy.
Oh, that's great.
You ever get that?
Ew. It's the same feeling. Yeah, you get itchy teeth with Coke, you get fuzzy teeth from that, and then you get fuzzy roof mouth roof. Burger King fries.
Here, oh my God, yeah, yes. Remember that? I thought of you the other day again, too. I think of you a lot.
Is it actually. When you were watching porn?
No, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that. I mean, this is 2030. It's all in here. I just see porn constantly.
Okay.
No, I thought of you the other day because I went to my corner store, a different corner store than I usually go to.
Okay.
Got a bag of Goldfish, and they were just not right. Do you ever get that?
Yeah, oh my God, all the time.
Where it's not, sometimes it's either not salty enough,
I tweeted,
not cheesy enough, or the wrong them. Kind of crunch.
I tweeted Goldfish and I tweeted Pepperidge Farm. You could probably find that tweet from about 5 or 6 years ago where I said, the ones in these bags, always great. The ones in these bags, never good. Maybe always a weird taste.
So I went to a different corner store, the one I normally go to, that didn't used to, they used to stock them, then they didn't. And I'm pretty sure they just buy them from the other corner store, but I can't prove that fact. So we'll just assume they come from different distribution. Even though there's like a tag from the other store and then a tag over that store, doesn't matter. That bag was perfect. So perfect that like I left some for my wife to be like a good husband, because that's what you do.
It's a great
you
know husband thing to
I did
do.
A great husband. Yeah. And then she said, hey, I ate those Goldfish that you left me. And I said, how dare you? How dare you eat those? And she goes, but you left them for me. I'm like, yeah, but you should know that they're so good that I would want them later.
Yes, yes,
that's
yes.
What a good wife would do.
Wow. Good do husband. Not a great
but
wife.
Not a great wife.
Wow. 30-20.
I don't think I agree.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors, the first of which is Upstart. Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner, or learning a new skill, or setting a New Year's resolution, there's a lot of ways we can better ourselves in the new year, but I can't think of one that's more important than starting your year off tackling high-interest credit card debt. My friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is a revolutionary new lending platform that offers smarter rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of smarter rates. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, easy, and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. That's new in this, and I like that term, soft pull. And I'll let you figure out why. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. That's the next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards to meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. You've heard us talk about this. You've heard Greg Miller, when he first moved here, had no money, and he took a loan out that had a horrible interest rate, and it bit him right in the keister. He could have used a service like Upstart, and you can too. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/morning. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we made it. The holidays came and went so fast. They'll be missed, but we also think it's time to just throw on some comfy pants and chill out. MeUndies wants you to treat yourself to some self-care and truly relax after all that hustle and bustle in the softest undies and loungewear on earth. Literally, so soft, it should be illegal. And if there's one person who knows about illegal stuff in this office, it's him. It's Andy. Andy knows. We wear MeUndies all the time. I got a new holiday pair of MeUndies. My first time that Tim got dual pairs, and he's like, I don't want this, so he gave one to me, because he can't wear two pairs at once, or can he? And I tried them on, and they are soft, man. It was like a revolution for me. I enjoy it.
I got the avocado ones on right now.
Do you? Let me see them. Those are just sex.
Yeah,
those are just sex.
I'm well aware.
Let's see. This wintry season, cozy up to their new robes for men and women. Treat your feet in the soft new slippers. And of course, oh, I gotta get some of those slippers. I'm a big house slippers fan. I like to have house slippers for anyone that's in my house. Maybe I'll order a couple pairs of these. Think about that.
I'll think about it.
New slippers. And of course, match the whole family with their cute new baby bodysuit. I'll put you in one of those baby bodysuits. You and Kevin can be my babies. With brand new prints and cozy new products, MeUndies has comfy and covered all winter long. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, especially because they have that 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. And if you get the slippers, tweet them at me to remind me. I'm going to get a pair, but sometimes I forget. So get the slippers, tweet at me, There you go. Oh, those are looking cozy. Oh, wow. I like the ones in the... Ooh. Wait, go back. I like the ones in the gray. That's what I'm going to get right there. Those look like my feet right now are relaxed.
I would love a pair of slippers because the floor of my bedroom just covered in goldfish crumbs.
Yeah, that's
covered disgusting. In just... There's crumbs everywhere. And when I take a shower and I come back to my room, just crumbs all over my feet and they get into my bed.
If I wear
the slippers, crumbs on the bottom of the slipper feet, you know?
That's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question, Andy.
Ask me.
You like suits?
I love suits.
How does a suit make you feel?
Oh, so good.
So good, right?
I feel impressive.
I like wearing suits. I never get the occasion to wear suits. When I do, a while back, we actually got sponsored by these guys, and they sent us out to get these suits, and it's this personalized experience, and it was so fun, and so it made me feel special. Mm-hmm. And that's Indochino, ladies and gentlemen. We went there, we got measured in the showroom, we saw all the materials and stuff, and they made the suit with us. Not for us, but like with us. And it made me feel pretty and special, and I've never felt that good since.
Let me just point out right now, I'm loving this relaxed vibe.
We're having a great time. Yeah. If we could be laying down during this show.
You're killing the ad reads.
Thanks, man.
Can you open your...
Thank you. With Indochino, it's all... What's that?
Your mic is open.
There you go. There it is. You want me to go 80s with it? I'm a cop, but I'm also sensitive.
You look cool.
I'm a cop who's trying to be a stand-up comedian. Anyway, back to the ad read. With Indochino, it's all about you. You get to choose from hundreds of high-quality suit fabrics to pick the color, pattern, and weight you like best. Then you choose all the personal touches, including your lining, label, and monogram. The customizations are all your choice, and there's no extra cost. Kevin, what was your monogram say inside your thing? Do you remember that?
Follow at Kinda Funny Kevin.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Which means that if you're getting close enough to read that with Kevin, you're dead, fan of Kevin.
You're either dead or
he's probably throwing you on the ground at that point. Yeah. But it's all good. Then you choose all the personal touches, your suit is made to your exact measurements, so you end up with a perfect fit for the shape of your body. Indochino also sells custom shirts, coats, and chinos, so you can get a full custom wardrobe. They have showrooms across North America where one of their style guides can take your measurements and walk you through the process, or you can do it all from home at Indochino.com. Right now, get an extra $30 off any purchase of $3.99 or more at Indochino.com when you enter morning at checkout. That's right now. $30 off any purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when you enter morning at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. High-quality custom suits for an off-the-rack price. Indochino.com, promo code morning for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. And now, back to our show.
You were so relaxed during that.
Dude, I'm having a great time. I miss doing
like
the show.
Inside of these futuristic glasses, I see pulses.
Pulses in my body heat.
I see bloody heat, body heat.
Yeah, that's how you know I'm not lying about this stuff, man.
Yeah, you're serious about all of this.
I'm very serious about all of this. Last year, that's weird to say, we issued the Photoshop challenge, ladies and gentlemen. We said, New Year's. And a lot of you, from the looks of it, a lot more than I thought, answered the call.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people submitted.
Okay.
But you know who submits a lot
If you say, my please be excited. Friend, if you say, please be excited, I will purposely choke on this water.
Ben at please be excited. And so
I tried to do a spit take, but that's
special effects. Yeah. We can add it in.
So outside of Ben, we didn't get a lot. So I thought this would be a nice week to start off 2020 in a nice fresh era where we can have Ben's submissions and you not get upset by them.
So what you're saying to me, basically, is that I should just take this as it is, and if the first one that I'm already seeing has way too much writing on it, just let it go.
That's not Ben.
No, that's not Ben?
Yeah.
This is great, then. Let's take a look at this. This first one's from David at Zelda's Dada. Pop this up. Says Reader's Digest and AARP. All right.
It's an AARP. Sponsored by AARP. Interesting.
This picture is really interesting.
It's from prom.
Oh.
And I look like a psychopath.
Lovely suit.
It's a great photo.
You can see the bags under my eyes are my brother, dealing with my brother during prom. That's what it is.
It's a great event. Women over 69 in free before 4 p.m.
Complimentary New Year's prune juice toast served. At 7 p.m. Now, I want this known that he said it's a prune juice toast, but it also got me excited because I thought there was something that is prune juice toast. Like, you know, like avocado toast but with prunes on it. Toast. Like
I thought
fig,
so too. Wow.
Like a fig toast, and I got very happy about that.
I mean, because
I love jams on toast, Kevin.
That's a thing, though.
Yeah, jam on toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what he meant was a prune juice.
No, I understand.
We're toasting to the prune juice. Yeah. To the death of our
I'm
enemies,
saying,
Kevin.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
You could probably have prune juice with toast.
You could just dunk it in there.
If I drink, I'm very regular as a human being, both in terms of temperament and bowel movements.
That's not
if
true.
I drink prune juice.
Literally for years that it's like sand.
That is.
It's only sand when I eat a lot of protein and drink a lot of water. And then it's like a bucket at the beach.
We're
like, no matter what, I just can't get the sand out of this bucket.
So the next five submissions are all from Ben. Are they all New Year's related? Maybe not.
Okay.
Let's have fun.
All right, Ben, let's go down this rabbit hole together. Maybe this is the last time. Party like it's your... Okay. Why are they all me?
They're all you.
Why does it all have to be me?
Why not?
They're all you. So we have an old man sort of put through a filter through a web app. Scarpina, then we have normal horny Nick, and we have young, just angry, filled with aggression, drum major.
That was Nick that was just trying to get the demons out, but no amount of masturbation.
Yeah.
He wanted sex so bad, and he just couldn't get it, but his hairline was so thick. So thick.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at number three.
What is wrong with
you? Now, I'll say this. On this one, though, Ben, fuck you for making fun of me being old, but hey, look at that. You figured out how to only use five words.
Pretty good.
Good for you.
Pretty good.
Good for you, Ben. Look at that. Brevity is the soul of wit, as they said in some sort of Shakespeare play.
Oh, God.
When Milk Mommy met Milk Mommy.
What is this?
That's great. It's when Harry met Sally.
Oh.
But it's both Kevin.
It's Billy Crystal.
But that's the old Milk Mommy.
Oh,
the new Milk Mommy.
Wow, that's right. Yeah.
Milk Mommy 1
and
Milk Mommy 2.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. Milk Mommy 2 is great, Kevin. You did a good job. It's a nice update. But nothing can ever beat the sheer volume of emotions that Milk Mommy 1 causes.
That's a very good Photoshop job on the first one.
So when Milk Mommy 1 met Milk Mommy 2.
I like this a lot.
All right, let's look at number 4.
How about that?
Oh, I didn't even notice. Oh, everyone else in the background.
What? Oh, my God. I'm looking at my fingers back there. What is that?
I just saw the mommy in the bag.
Yeah, the mommy back there. Wait, oddly in focus. Always in focus.
Is this from Iron Man 3?
I believe it is.
Yeah, when he went to the... How about that?
I love his name tag, as you know who I am.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's great, dude.
All right, number 5.
That was great.
That is...
I hate it.
That is...
This is not New Year related whatsoever.
Somehow,
like I said, they might not all be New Year related.
So this was that picture we saw on Internet Explorers the other day of the original Ninja Turtles costume that's been degraded, but they added the Milk Mommy eyes and mouth, and it makes it infinitely creepier. Infinitely more terrifying. Also, I love that the teeth are out of focus. It's so horrible.
This is terrifying.
I hate this so
much. This is the last one from Ben, I believe.
All right, let's take a look.
Not New Year's related at all, but it works. It works. Man, this Photoshop of you is so well done.
I'm laughing at you, not with you, okay?
Yeah, no, thank you. That's the opposite is what's supposed to be nice.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just in case you were wondering. No. All right, next up we got number 7 from Robin GL. Let's see. Oh,
hey, look
this
at
is
us.
Awesome.
Look at
that. KMAF20 happening. That's awesome.
Just a couple of guys hitting the town.
Okay. I'm not an insecure person, as you know. I'm super confident.
Uh-huh.
But I will just say this. Why
You're
does
slightly
your
slightly shorter.
Why does your... Well, oh, I didn't notice that. That's even more fucked up. Why is your package bigger than mine?
What is wrong?
I got a big donger in there, yeah.
You got a big old fucking...
That's something else.
That's,
what? That's not...
Kevin, put the cursor over it so people can see what I'm talking about.
I'm also a lot whiter.
Yeah, that thing. What the hell is that thing?
That's not how... Like, what are you saying? His dick's coming from here, fucking going here, and then bending?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
They think Andy's got a bigger dick than me?
Very geometric.
This is something else.
Take it out right now.
No.
Okay.
This is...
Why would you...
Finally, number 8. Philip J. Woodward gave us this. That is everything.
Wow.
That is amazing. God, I'd look so good
tall. An Imran Khan film.
This is great. I love this. Okay, so this one's my winner, and Ben can go fuck himself.
Wait, who is this?
What?
That's Chloe.
It's Chloe. That's Chloe, that's me. That's
I like that Chloe gets put in more art than like Andrea does and Joey does.
Who?
No, we miss Andrea.
If we want her to be remembered, she has to come up and do work with us. That's what I'm
saying. What is this reference to?
Some sort of Bollywood film, I assume?
Yeah, I think so.
I look really good up there.
I like
again, you just look like Tony Smith.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
I like me in this.
So I'm going to say that
for once, Kevin is can approve it.
Because it's just a normal picture
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
And also you're doing an amazing hand movement.
Yeah, it's the hand movements that get me.
What's amazing about this is it somehow, I've never seen Kevin do this particular dance move, this Bollywood dance move, but it captures the energy of Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly.
It's chaotic.
It's so erratic.
Chaotic, but fun, but yeah. almost too much fun, but like not enough fun, but way too much fun.
Yeah. I like that I have a nice hairline in this one.
You do have a great hairline. Holy yeah. shit, it's too much hair.
Hair yeah. yeah.
It looks like you're wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it looks like one of those like 1920s NFL helmets where it's just a leather cap.
Yes. Or it's not. It's,
a leather beanie.
It's mostly just to protect the ground
yeah.
from your head.
yeah.
That's all it was.
I think it's just because there's so much product in it. It looks so shiny.
It's beautiful. It's very coiffed. All right, this is my winner for this week. Let's go back through these real quick. So number 8's a winner. Let's go to 7. I'll give that a winner as well. That's good. Number 6, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
This is definitely a winner.
That's a winner.
That's a winner.
6, 7, 8 then?
Shit.
It has nothing to do with New Year's, but it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. No, let's skip that one. Let's skip this one. That's good too. No, I like this one. We'll give it 2 again. We'll give 2 a winner as well. No, fuck 2. We'll give 1 a winner. How about that?
So 1, 6, 7, 8?
Yep. All right, next week.
You should use that photo for your birthday celebration.
God.
Are you coming to that? You coming to my birthday party?
When is that?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
Ooh. Yeah.
Aw, oh, damn.
You know that legitimately Joey can't come, and it's the best present she could have given me? Because now I will not let that die ever. That she didn't come to
she
my 40th birthday
She chose to do anything
party.
Else other than
she chose
Wait,
to go
you're
to,
turning 40?
Yeah, it's my 40th.
Fuck.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's not technically Saturday. It's the 13th, but and you guys can all wish me well, Ben. None of this shit.
Why don't
you Photoshop my head over on someone younger's body?
The 13th is Monday.
Yeah.
So, like, people can just wish you happy birthday, like,
on the show. Yeah. They sure could. They could be cool.
Yeah, these futuristic glasses, I'm seeing x-ray style right now, and it's just a dying body.
My heart's dead?
It's a gray. It's just...
Well, I'm 300 years old, man.
Yeah.
What do you want from
me? You're right.
Jesus Louises.
You're right.
You know, we had another bit planned, but I think we'll save that for next week. I think we should just go into Ask Andy Anything.
Let's do it.
Oh, there it is.
Ask Andy Anything.
Really quick.
Yes.
What was the theme for next week?
Oh, shit, I forgot. I had famous historical paintings/photos. Which I think we've done before, but I like this idea because it's a look back. It's a new year. That's from Colin Davis over on Patreon.
Oh my gosh, there's going to be so many, like, Nick on Game Over Greggy show from 4 years ago.
You're all pieces of shit if you do that. Famous historical photos or paintings. Thanks to Colin Davis over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, you guys want to be on Patreon. If you guys want to suggest ideas for next week's theme or just bits that you want us to do or ask Andy Anything, go over there and back us at those tiers. And we can, just like Danielle Fernandez did, said, what are your expectations for the new Lord of the Rings TV show?
Oh, gosh. I mean, if it's anything like the movie, it's going to win a bajillion fucking awards. It's going to become...
some of the movies.
No, all of them. All of them are fantastic.
The Hobbit movies, aren't they?
It's going to be...
You said that Elise was watching, like, the extended version of The Hobbit?
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't that. Elise was watching an edit where somebody edited down 1, 2, and 3 into 1 4-hour movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a 1 4-hour thing that trims out the fat of all like 1 and 2 and 3.
They should I'd definitely watch that.
Me too. I really want to watch and somehow get a hand of it. Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I think Amazon has the budget to make this show special. And I think, I don't know, I'm just excited to be back in that world again, man. I'm excited to be back in that Tolkienverse.
That sounds fun.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Andy. You're going to Disneyland soon. What ride or attraction do you plan on getting on first? And would you get on Pirates with me and hold my hand and at the drop? Asks the real Loggy 009.
The real Loggy? Is that Logan? Or he's Lefty Loggy?
Yeah, that's Lefty Loggy.
I don't know. Maybe it's the real Augie? 009?
You're going to Disneyland soon. And what ride or attraction do you plan on getting on first? My whole plan is just to go to Star Wars Land. Or to, like...
Wait, are you going to Disneyland soon?
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole plan is... Rise of the Resistance opens up a week before I get there. So it's gonna be really, really packed and that's unfortunate, but I plan on waiting in line as long as I need to just be all up in Black Spire Outpost, yeah.
I totally thought that was a hypothetical. I was like, this is, he's just setting up a hypothetical situation for Andy to go in. Turns out this guy's got his finger on the pulse with what you're doing.
Oh, well, maybe it was a hypothetical, but yes, I am going soon.
That's amazing. No, I think it was. I think he must have heard you say that on a show somewhere.
Yeah,
that's
most
great.
Likely.
Last question comes from Drew.
And I will hold your hand.
Drew Tando 64 says, what are some interview tips and tricks you've used in the past to secure gainful employment? Looking for a new job in the new year.
Gosh, dude, I cannot help with this because I've just been given everything I wanted. They look at me and they're like, gosh, you just got it all, kid.
It's hard
you got
being
it
you.
All.
It's hard being
you got G. it all, you know what I mean?
I'll say this, if you want to be anything like Andy, just create artwork for us for like a year, and then when we go, hey, do you want a job? You go, well, I really want to work at Funhouse. And then we stare at each other for 30 minutes.
So what can you help me with?
And then I go, here's some money, and he goes, okay, I guess.
It took him so long to say
it. It was like 6 months of him going, I think actually at first you were just like, no.
I said no. Yeah.
And we're like, but Funhouse isn't hiring. And you were just like this, I'll wait.
I'll wait, you know?
Yeah. And then
all good things.
And now they're just shedding people left and right. And it must make you feel real good that you chose this job because we're growing. We got blessing, you know? And they're just, people are just leaving that fucking sinking ship like rats leaving a sinking ship. You know?
You could have probably just said great like rats. We would have gotten that. You
so
know?
What do you, how do, does that make you feel better? Like you made a better choice? Or are you thinking opportunity, when one employee leaves, that leaves an open spot for you?
What I'm thinking is like, gosh, they must have a lot of free cash. You know what I mean? Floating over there waiting to be given out.
I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
Should we call them up or what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Doggy what's Dog? Up, Burn Blue.
Hey, man, I won't be able to be there your birthday, man. Sorry about that.
You know what? If they hire me, I'm not going to be able to be there either.
Well, okay.
So let's go.
Okay.
Fly down to LA in a heartbeat. Ladies and gentlemen.
Happy 40th, dude.
That's it for KFAF this week. And that's it for Asking Anything. That's it for the show. Remember, if you want to support us or you want to suggest any ideas for future episodes of the show, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Back us at the appropriate tier. What is it, the $5 tier? Is that what we did?
Bronze.
The $5 tier. Bronze tier. And you guys can just say all sorts of fun stuff. Wackier the better. Or if you want to ask us real questions, we will do our best to attempt that. That was an amazing cut.
Jesus, scared me.
I didn't know what happened, but I got super excited. Ah,
I felt like I was watching a 3D movie and like a bug was coming to the screen. I kind of flinched.
Also, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, make sure you subscribe to this channel and hit that little bell notification so you can see when future episodes go up so you don't miss any of the silly shenanigans that we do here. And if you're listening on podcast services, follow KFAF, because our followers are pretty low, but if you want to listen to us, it's pretty fun, actually, I imagine, because you can hear me do stuff like this.
Keep going, dude.
Bye.